WHFR Dearborn.
We'll be right back.
right. That was 5 Pound Snap from their live at Groovebox Studios called Baying in the Morning. They're going to be here in March, so look forward to that. As promised, live in the studio, we have Archaic Spadium ready to do a live set for us. How are you, my friends?
Doing good, Scott.
Doing just great.
How you been?
Good, good. Sounding good. It sounds like you're ready.
Oh, yeah.
All absolutely. Right. Let's do it.
The more you offer, the less you suffer. Then you find out that you are just paying your dues. Looking back now, time to pass now. Then you realize your pain is just written in song. Written in song. I can see how you thought that I was wrong. Things have changed since the times we knew. You figured it out, but I figured it all out too. Protection from you. Cause I can see where you're going with your truth. You suffer, then you find out that you are just paying your dues. Paying your dues. Cause I can see where you're going with your dues. Cause I can see where you're going with your dues. Nothing really is much faster than a life that lived one time. Turn up the wishes in the wind. Going through the time, the future of mankind. And you just messed up again. Nothing really is much faster than a life that lived one time. Moving forward, moving faster through the burrows of your mind. Just be careful what you find. Don't be caught up in a bind.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, live in the studio, Archaic Spadium. Again, welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you very much, Scott, for having us again, man.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. So, we finally got this release completed.
Finally got it done, man. Ready to rock and roll and move on forward.
That is great. That is wonderful. And you got a tour coming up.
Absolutely. We got a 5 U.S. state, 10 cities, and then looks like we might be venturing over to the U.K. and Europe as well.
Wow, that sounds awesome. That means you are definitely moving forward. That is so cool. And you got a show coming up at the end of this month, about a week from now, right?
Yep, a week from Saturday, the second annual New Year's Eve Weekend Bash at the New Dodge Lounge in Hamtramck.
December 27th.
You got some great people playing with you as always, huh?
Oh, absolutely. We got the amazing Velveteen Rabbit, which you're familiar with, Grommet, the Kung Fu Lovers. Don't Be Afraid of Detroit.com will be there with all their movement. It's going to be a great time. You'll be able to grab our albums there as well.
That's awesome. Great. So for our listeners that are new to you, if you want to go around and introduce yourself, please.
Sure. I am John Casbar. I am the bass player and the songwriter for Archaic. Been jamming with Bobby since 2009. Known Joey, our drummer, all my life. Just a great bunch of guys. We're very humble. We love playing shows. We love rocking out. And for everyone that knows me, I was a drummer for a long time, but moved up to bass in this band and actually been liking it even better.
There you go. Sometimes things happen that way.
You got it.
And my name is Joe Mascheri. I'm the drummer of Archaic Spadium. Been playing the drums probably about 16, 17 years. Started when I was 8 years old. Been playing in marching bands. Was in an electronic band before this. Kind of just playing with friends. Finally, John came up to me and, you know, he said he's looking for a drummer. He's like, hey, you know, finally came in. We've been jamming since, and we just making magic music together.
Great.
And I'm Robert McDade, lead singer, lead guitar player, songwriter. Just been enjoying this project a lot, enjoying the guys I'm jamming with, and enjoying being a family dad, single dad. So for all you ladies, you know.
We'll be taking your numbers.
I know how tough that is. I raised 4 on my own, and You couldn't chase a girl away faster once you said you had kids and you were a single dad.
Yep.
You could even said you had like things that they could catch and they still wouldn't run away faster.
Right.
It's like, wait a minute, diapers. No, I'm out of here.
That's right.
So I had a quick question here. I'm looking at the CD cover, and who is the fourth person here?
That is Paul. You might remember Paul Fiebig, our keyboardist and former member of the band. Him and Bobby actually started this band, no bad terms or nothing. We're still great friends and everything, but he had his own thing going on. He was working a lot and had side projects, and we were on a constant basis of playing gigs like several times a week for a minute there.
And then
it's got to be a little bit too much on him, Scott, and you know, we kind of went our separate ways, but he's still definitely a big part of the band. That's why he's on the cover. He plays all the keyboard tracks on it, and you know, he's a great guy.
Now, how's that going to affect the live show then, as far as putting keyboards in there?
Well, we have a couple ideas and a couple guest performances coming on at our show at a record release next week. So we got a lot of tricks we're pulling out of our hat, Scott, and I don't want to spoil too much right now.
Okay,
but,
no, I don't expect you to.
It'll definitely be worth it.
Okay, cool. All right, let's get to another song then.
You got it. This next one is Moons and Stars.
Do it again.
serious her eyes, I can see that she means so very much to me. And I can always see when she's down, I feel I'm lifting off of the ground. I'll beg my pardon, you're my angel. Let's just start it, do it again. Do it again.
Live in the studio, Archaic Spadium. This is WHFR.FM, the station making waves. All right, a long time coming, but we finally have the brand new release out. Cool.
Woo!
All right.
Right indeed.
Where was this recorded at?
It was recorded in Grand Blanc at Rooftop Studios. Big shouts out to Dave Roof and Rooftop Studios.
Okay.
And I tell you, Scott, it was quite an adventure getting there, man. Between
snowstorms,
oh, no. a blowout on the freeway with a tire in the far left lane.
My tire completely blew out.
Wow.
Yeah, we had to like pull over like six lanes.
Even the photo shoot for the album, which was a completely different day, a completely different week. It was a huge snowstorm. It was just, it's been chaos making the album, man. But it's been a beautiful chaos, if you will.
Dave Roof was just here.
What's that?
Dave Roof was just here last Monday.
Really?
Oh, was he?
Oh, yeah, that's our brother from another mother right there, man. Big shots out to Dave Roof. We love that guy.
Nobody's business was here in the studio.
Oh, nobody's nice. Business was
yeah,
here?
Yeah, nobody's business. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, last Monday. Cool.
Awesome.
So is that where this picture was taken, is Grand Blanc? Or?
The cover and the back is actually taken at the New Dodge Lounge.
Oh.
Our home away from home.
That's what I thought. I mean, I looked at the house in the background. I'm like, that's got to be Hamtramck.
Yeah.
You just know the architecture of that, you know.
Yeah,
place.
Beauty of it.
Absolutely.
If it's anywhere in this area, that's what I told Kiki. You met her. She says, "I wonder where that was taken." And then I looked at the house, and I'm like, "That's Hamtramck."
Yeah, that's Hamtramck,
the one and only.
I thought it would be near the New Dodge, but where is that? That's
actually taken on the mural on the side of New Dodge. If you're on the Joseph Campo side and you'd be heading south, it'd be on your left-hand side. And that mural that's on the side of the New Dodge Lounge building, Yep, it's the mural that's on there. We actually just took a couple photo shots inside the building and on the outside where all the graffiti art was, you know, done up.
Okay, well, that's definitely appropriate. I mean, that's kind of like your home base, you know, in a way, right?
And a little, you know, symbolization is us on the cover of the front and then us walking away on the back. That's the whole concept of the whole album that we had in our heads.
Okay, interesting. All right, let's do another one.
You got it.
All right, this is Elementary.
Green is grass, reaching up for the heavens and the holy cup. Trees around control the scene, but below and in between.
not they go when you take our soul? Where not they go when you take our soul? Where not they go when you take our soul? Where not they go when you take our soul?
Okay, you're listening to the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, live in the studio, Archaic Spadium. All right, obviously, if we have them come to see your show on the 27th, you could probably pick up a copy of your new release. Is there any other way to get that for our listeners?
Absolutely. You can go ahead and go to archaicspadium@gmail.com, and you can pre-order your copy there, or you can wait for it to come out to a store near you December 29th.
Okay, so officially it hasn't been released then?
No, we're going to do the official release. I had our release show on the 27th.
On the 27th, okay.
You got it.
All right, cool. So that's coming up in a week. And then after that, like, what is it, the beginning of next year? That's when you embark on that tour then?
Yeah, we're looking at the end of March. We're going to start in Bloomington, Indiana, and Fort Wayne, Indiana, and then make our way down to the Bible Belt, Tennessee, and possibly Georgia, and then come back and hit Cincinnati and Cleveland, do a couple radio shows there, and also do a big welcome home show when we come back from the U.S. tour, probably at New Dodge, as a matter of fact.
Who would have thunk that, huh?
Right.
Well, you know.
Didn't see that coming.
Can't say enough about the new Dodge Lounge. We love them, guys. Love them all.
It's a cool place. It is.
And I tell you, too, Scott, man, I know you got the flyer in front of you, but I got to give big shots out to Spencer Alexander that created that flyer. He is an awesome guy. You can check him out at www.thespenceralexander.com and check out all his work. He is a fine artist, and we're so glad that he did our artwork for our flyer for this album and for our release coming up next week.
That's a cool looking picture. Reminds me of the science fiction movies of the 50s.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, we really dig it, man.
Cool. All right. Why don't we do another one?
All right, this one I think you remember us talking to you about, Walter Cronkite, all about Walter.
Walter. Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5 show, live in the studio, Archaic Spadium. That was a track called Walter Cronkite. Why don't you refresh my memory real quick? That was about a year ago, wasn't it? You talked about that?
Bobby?
Yeah. Yeah, it was about a year ago I talked about that. And that song, I wrote it, and I thought it was Walter Cronkite had already died.
Mm-hmm.
And turns out he wasn't dead yet, and he died a month after I wrote a song.
Good job, buddy.
Do me a favor, Robert. Never write a song about me.
I won't.
It's Bobby McDade.
Yeah, he just passed this past year or so, didn't he?
Yes, R.I.P. Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
Rest in peace. I mean, he was. He basically covered every major event in the world, you know. So.
And there was a lot going on back then. I'm a little bit older than you are, and I remember all the stuff that was going on. And just, you think it's crazy now. You know, the only difference between now and then is there's so much more media out there. There's so much more availability.
Yeah, everything gets covered a lot more nowadays, and it's like, yeah, it's a lot different.
But it's not like there's more problems or more trouble or more war than
just
there
more
was.
Shown.
Right. Just, yeah, it just, it's in your...
In your face more.
In your face, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it just makes it seem like it's so much worse.
Right.
And it really isn't. So that's one of the downfalls of having all that media at your fingertips. You know, you can be lying there in bed with your little smartphone at 3 a.m. and you can get that information about all that stuff going on.
Right.
You know, for the 50th time, right? You know, I mean, it's not.
Right.
You didn't get it the first time. Let's tell you a 50th time.
Oh, yeah. Or a couple hundred, even.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
On that note, this song is called Waves of Nausea.
And that explains my feeling after enough news 24/7.
Absolutely.
A little sick.
All right. Go for it.
All right.
Live in the studio, Archaic Spadium. I'm still trying to wrap that around my brain. It was really actually a year? It's been that long?
I believe it was last... Yeah, Yeah, at least.
It had, well, it was before your new Dodge show, so.
I remember the snow and ice,
was.
That's
so
for sure.
So about a year ago, this week or maybe last week, Scott.
Wow. Time is going by way too fast. Oh, yeah. I needed to slow down.
Oh, bro, too fast, brother.
The ground was covered in ice last time.
Ice skating, trying to get in here.
So I am definitely happy for you and the rest of us because of that. And thank God this isn't like last year.
Oh, yeah.
Knock on some wood, man.
I'm having some trouble hearing my vocals through my microphone.
Okay, we'll make an adjustment there for you.
Yeah.
Give you a little boost.
Yeah, I can't really hear them. I'm not sure what's going on.
All right.
Turn them up. You should hear them now.
It should be a little better now.
Yeah.
All right, and you remember Scott? Soylent Green?
Soylent Green. Yeah.
It's people.
That's a classic.
It's people!
Well, I hope you guys really dig this next one, Scott, because this is definitely a mover and a shaker right here, brother.
All right, let's do it.
I'm not sure. Check. I'm just barely coming through.
Just to remind you that you are listening to the station Making Waves, WHFR.FM.
Just doing a quick
sound check. Live in the studio, Archaic Spadium, playing tracks from their brand new release that will be officially out on the 29th of this month. All right. Are we ready to go, gentlemen?
Check.
And then you have that show coming up at the New Dodge.
New Dodge, December 27th. Absolutely. We love the New Dodge. Can't say enough about it. Hamtramck, you know, it's one of our home bases for sure.
Okay. Along with Grommet, Velveteen Rabbit, and Kung Fu Lovers.
And a big shout out to Welcome to This World Video Productions. They will be filming the whole DVD that night. Yes, Scott, I'm not sure if I told you, but we're filming a whole live DVD of the evening, man.
Wow. Maybe I'll get in there. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Oh, you're on the guest list, my brother.
I think you mentioned also Tasha Owens is going to be guest starring there?
Yes, the amazing Tasha Owens. I can't say enough about her. I actually was over there at she hosts open mic at Pub Froggy, and we were there jamming together a few weeks back, and she's just amazing, and she's going to actually come up on stage and do a couple tracks with us, including one that's on this album called Mr. Sadness.
Which we'll be hearing in a little bit there.
Yes, sir.
Shortly. Okay, so she's not, obviously she's not on your release, but she is going to guest star vocals and join you.
Absolutely.
She's going to be on Mr. Sadness. What others?
Mr. Sadness. She's going to be on a song called So Fine, and which they're going to be back-to-back in a row. And then she's going to be joining us along with Michael Korn from Grommet. When we do the closing, well, maybe the closing, we're not sure yet, for Helter Skelter, we're all going to get down and jam out on that one.
Well, yeah, everybody can join you with that one.
Got it.
Got blisters on my fingers. Okay. Yeah, I can hear myself great now.
All righty, here we go. Soylent Green.
Let's do it.
One, two, three, four! You
let me know. You're looking up at the sky, wondering which way to go. Which way to go?
All right. Yeah, you're right. That is a mover and a shaker. Okay. Yeah, you're starting to sweat now. You know you're working it. You're listening to the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, live in the studio, Archaic Spadium, playing tracks from their brand new release. And once again, you can check them out a week from Saturday at the New Dodge Lounge for their release party. Or, again, John, where can they get your stuff?
Well, we are on Reverb Nation, and we are about to be having ourselves a band camp and a CDBaby.com. So if you don't want to get your hard copy of the album or the CD, you can always go ahead and download it on iTunes and do all that good, you know, good stuff. But give us an email at archaicspadium@gmail.com, and that gives you all the forwarding information to where you can buy the album, what's, you know, all that good information, and where our next shows are, tour dates, and all that good upcoming stuff, man.
Wonderful. All right, and I know how to spell it, and some of us do. Some of us, others do, rather, is what I'm trying to say. But for the listener, if you could just spell your name just in case, you know.
Sure. Archaic Spadium, A-R-C-H-A-I-C, Spadium, S-P-A-D-I-U-M.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that was clear for the listeners. It depends on what search engine they have. Sometimes, you know, they're really picky, and if you put one wrong letter in, you're just like SOL, you know.
Absolutely.
So I want to make sure they can get to you. All right. Let's do another one.
This one's all about vices.
Studio, Archaic Spadium. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, broadcasting live from Henry Ford College. And did you know, gentlemen, on the 20th, this Saturday, we're celebrating 30 years on the air.
Congratulations.
Happy anniversary.
That's awesome.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
We got lots of great stuff planned for the next year. And I have a feeling, hopefully, if you guys are up for it, you're going to be a part of that.
Oh, yeah.
We'd like nothing more, man.
All right.
Absolutely.
Sounds like a plan. We'll talk about it later.
All right. Absolutely.
A show.
Okay, so.
Here's the one, Scott, I was telling you about, that Tasha Owens is going to be guest appearing with us next week at the Dodge.
All right, Mr. Sadness.
This one goes out to my daughter, Sage McDade. Mr. Sadness.
Mr. Sadness has just let me down today. There's no frown today, 'cause I found a way. Digging trenches in the hardest places to hide away. That's okay. Problems to me, 'cause I'm made of them. And they don't care, and I don't care. I try just because I must. Stardust to the rust. Mr. Sadness has to step me down today. There's no frown today, 'cause I found a way. Digging trenches in the hardest ways to hide away. That's okay. Problems fear me 'cause I'm made of them. And they don't care, and I don't care. I try just because I must. Stardust turn to rust, rust.
If you don't mind, gentlemen, I've got a shout out to do for John and Anna. I don't know if they were here the last time you were playing, but it's a handicapped gentleman that comes in with his caretaker, and they're here like every other week, so I don't know if that was an off week or a week when you were here, but I guess John has fallen ill and he was unable to attend today. Not sure what's wrong yet, but our thoughts and prayers go out to John, because he's a real music lover. Again, he comes in like every other week to check out the bands that perform here.
Oh, okay.
And we're not sure exactly what's up or what's wrong, but we wish him the best.
All right, our prayers are with him.
Okay.
His best.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Yes.
Keep him in my thoughts for sure.
Hopefully he'll be back and he'll be jamming with us again soon.
And hopefully, if he didn't get to see us last time, he will definitely see us again here soon.
Okay. Wonderful. All right, so for the people that weren't listening at the top of the hour, we're listening to Archaic Spadium playing live in the studio. And if you guys could introduce yourself real quick again.
I am John Casbar. I am bass and vocals and songwriter for Archaic Spadium.
And I'm Joe Macheri. I'm the drummer.
And I'm Robert McDade, lead singer, lead guitar player, and songwriter.
All right, and you guys have been at this for, well, more than a couple years, right?
I joined with Bobby in around Thanksgiving of 2012, right?
12?
Right, Dave?
Yeah, something
okay,
like that.
Yep. And
okay,
then,
so about 2 years.
Yeah, and then Joey Jant has been with us about a year and a half almost.
Yeah,
so
year and a half, I'd say.
Okay.
Everything's come full circle, and couldn't be any happier than we are right now. We can't be any happier about playing at New Dodge next week. We can't be any happier about being on here with you guys right now at WHFR. Motor Live Drive at 5, Scott. We listen to you every Thursday, man. We listen to you guys all the time, period. It's just great being here, and it's a great time of the year, and it's a great time to have an album come out, man.
Wonderful. Everything's falling into place for you. I'm happy for you guys. It's great, and it looks like things are Only going to get better with that tour coming up next year, and who knows? You were you messaged me a few days ago saying that the CD is actually getting some spins around the U.S. too.
Yes, my buddy Vince Marcusino and Carrie out in Houston and San Antonio area, they're giving it a couple spins at their radio stations out there. I'm not sure the call signs. Mm-hmm. Then my buddy Rich in Tennessee, who is involved in the music scene big time, is having our album spun on several different bar venues down there, which I couldn't be happier about.
Mm-hmm.
And then, again, we're going on a radio station with our buddy Graham in Cleveland, which will hopefully be around April sometime. So, yeah, we're getting a lot of play, not just in Michigan, but you know, all around the U.S. And our buddy Fred over there in the U.K., we're getting some spins out there overseas, so you can't ask for more than that.
Yeah. Is that Fred, he goes under Previous?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. I have
yet to have contact with him. I'm curious.
I've never met him face-to-face, but we've talked several times via phone and via internet, and he's a real stand-up guy from what I can see. Hear great things about him.
And for some odd reason, he has an interest in the local Detroit music scene.
Big time. Big time. Very interested in the local Detroit scene.
Hopefully we'll meet him someday. Well, you're going to meet him, aren't you, if you go out there?
Absolutely.
You'll have to tell me about him when you come back. Yeah, I'm curious. Seems like a stand-up guy, like you said, and the fact that he likes Detroit, he's good with me.
We only got enough time for what, like two more songs?
So,
I don't know. Depending on length, what do you have?
Well, we got a few more songs left, but the next song we're about to play is our longest one. It's about 5.5 minutes.
All right. Well, sorry about that, but why don't we just let's just keep going then.
I tell you what, let's do we'll go in order right now and see where we have time left from there.
All right, let's do it.
Throw it in the sun.
Push your heart just to see how much you take. about the money and material stuff. Watch the cosmic rays as your bomb goes off. Maybe it's our time to go, I don't know. More to
live in the studio, Archaic Spadium. This is the Motor Live Drive 5 show. Once again, thanks for coming in, gentlemen.
Absolutely.
Looks like we got about 3 minutes. What can you fit in there, man?
Well, we're going to do this one for our road manager over there, Dave, that's sitting over there. When I wrote this song, he goes, Johnny, we were playing it live at a show, Scott. He goes, Johnny, because the song's called Her Problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, Johnny, it's not my problem. It's not your problem. It's her problem. So this goes out to my man Dave right there.
All right.
She got no soul. She got her head done. She got no hope. Playing the big man, I know. Playing the big gun, I know. Thank you.
once again, Archaic Spadium live on the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Coming up, Radio Mystery Theater. We'll see you next time. Take care.
Hi, I'm Paul.
This is Matt.
Liz.
And I'm Travis.
And we're all the Wild Children.
Woo!
And you're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
Hi, I'm Paul.
This is Matt.
Liz.
And I'm Travis.
And we're all the Wild Children.
Woo!
And you're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
Hi, this is Steve Homer, host of Culture City Radio, here wishing the Detroit music scene a very happy holiday and all the best indie tunes for 2015. Happy Christmas. Smith.
This is Omni 646 of the Rhythmic Ride, wanting to wish you and yours a safe and Merry Christmas from the only station making waves, 89.3 WHFR.FM.
Hello, this is Lara Rousset, WHFR Operations Manager, wishing you a very happy and safe holiday season.
The House of Squibb presents Academy Award. Every week, Squibb brings you Hollywood's finest, the great picture plays, the great actors and actresses, techniques and skills chosen from the honor roll of those who have won or been nominated for the famous Golden Oscar of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences.